obviously it's a long time coming, and we were here maybe 15 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, and through this process, and we're back at that now. And obviously that process is live at the moment. They're still getting feedback, and there is a lot of issues regarding house owners and landowners about this specific route. My motion today was specifically about a link road into the town, that in the event of the bypass going ahead, wherever route it takes, that how is the town going to be serviced? And there's two parts to the motion. One part was in garden to bring a purpose-built straight link road into the heart of the town, and how that link road then would link up with other roads in the town. In other words, forming a type of a ring road so we can open up the town and help traffic get through it. The other part of the motion then was about the economic, the aftermath, like what's going to happen to the town when it is bypassed, because obviously it'll be helpful to get an awful lot of these lorries and traffic, through traffic, off the road. But we need to plan, you know, along with the business, the county council, all the different agencies, as to how and develop the town. The town, there's going to be a massive change, and we have the time now. Like, we know we can plan, we know this will happen in 4 or 5 years' time.
In their response, though, the council have said that they are making every effort possible to create a plan in the best interests of the Twin Towns. They have suggested that in the event of the bypass, whatever shape it may take, that they will be providing ring roads, etc. You must be happy enough the progress in that regard is somewhat being made.
Yes, well, as I say, the process regardless to where the route is and whose farmer goes through or which house, that's very much live at the moment. There are a lot of individuals there putting in individual submissions, and there could well even be objections. I don't know fully at this stage, and I haven't spoken to a lot of people, but as you say, it's about now preparing. And the response I got today was that the council has agreed that there is a strategic town plan for all of the main towns in Donegal, Letterkenny obviously being the number one, but then you have Buncrana, Balfain Stour, Donegal Town, etc. And they're doing these strategic plans, and they have, in my response today, they have prioritised Balfain Stour to begin that work immediately. They're actually putting a team together that's going to work and liaise with the businesses and with the planners in Lifford and do all that. So as regards both elements of the response today, it's very positive. As I said myself, I'm hoping I'm here after May to work with the council and work with the business and ensure that we deliver. We can't sit back now. We have 2, 3, 4 years to actually develop this before the bypass comes. It's too late afterwards. A lot of businesses could be gone then, but we can plan, we can strengthen the town, and there are excellent businesses in the town. So you have 3 hotels, you have swimming pools, sports centres, you have great shops. So, if we do it properly, then it can be sustained.